I am Ted Parrish, your host today, and I'm joined by Troy Harmon, Senior Research Analyst, Nicholas Antonucci, and we have Tammy Hendricks, CPA, CVA, sure. And one of the best darn accountants in the world.
You're my biggest fan, Teddy. I love it.
And you know,
world-class accountant.
That's right. That's right.
The WCA.
And throughout the year, we've, and especially tax season, we bring the tax experts on to highlight tips. That's very, very helpful for the listeners. And today, you're here to talk about some tax deductions and tax credits for our residents of Georgia, right?
That's right.
So what do you got for us?
Well, one of the first ones is a Georgia-sponsored 529 plan. Residents can deduct up to $2,000 per tax year per beneficiary on the state tax return. Mm-hmm. And this is regardless of the income. They had some income limitations back prior to 2007, mm-hmm. and the beneficiary also had to be a dependent, but they've taken that away. And so now grandparents can contribute to their grandchildren's aunts, uncles can contribute to nieces and nephews. 529 plans has to be Georgia sponsored plan, and they have up until the due date of their tax return to make contributions, so they still have time to make that 2011 contribution.
So for 529 plans, so what if that child decides not to attend college and they contribute to a 529 plan?
Well, you can change the beneficiary on a 529 plan. So if mm-hmm. you have more than one child, you can change the beneficiary. If you have related, you know, somebody that you want to make beneficiary, you can also withdraw the money. And there is going to be a taxable portion to that, of course, because of earnings. Mm-hmm. And also there's going to be a penalty. And there's exceptions to the penalty. And the one of the things is if your child still goes to college but gets a scholarship, so mm-hmm. it's a little bit different situation, you yep. can withdraw the money, and that's an exception from the 10% penalty.
Yeah. Well, that could definitely help out someone's tax situation. And, you know, a rare opportunity to affect 2011's taxes this year. Are there any other tax credits that children can get?
Well, there is something that I think that you and I both have it's a little ways off for us, right, Teddy?
Yeah.
But there's a Georgia driver education tax credit. So the taxpayers can take up to a $150 tax credit for a driver education course, and it has to be a private driver training school, and they are listed on the Georgia Department of Revenue website. So it's important to know that this is not this does not include schools that are run by the government. They have to be private.
Well, I don't know. That sounds like there's a catch to it. I don't know what. is there something I'm missing?
Well, the driver education expenses are disallowed in computing the credit if you've already deducted them somewhere else on the tax return.
Oh.
And the credit can't be carried forward to future years. And, of course, you need to make sure that you keep the documentation along with your tax return.
Oh, okay.
So if they don't have any children, what then? Can either of the credits be taken?
Well, for those two, I mean, there's something else that they can do. If they don't have any children and they want to do a 529 plan for a niece or nephew or something like that, that's certainly an option. But there is a unique tax credit in Georgia for the Student Scholarship Organization, and that is for married filing jointly. You can get a $2,500 tax credit for a contribution to this organization. And let me back up a minute, because the 529 plan is a tax deduction. The Georgia driver education is the tax credit along with this student scholarship organization. And the tax credit is a dollar-for-dollar credit against your tax liability in Georgia. And so the student scholarship, that's a little that one gets a little bit paper intensive, because you actually have to apply and get pre-approved before you make the contribution and you're allowed that tax credit. And that's because the state of Georgia limits it to $50 million per year. And so what you're doing is you're contributing to this fund, and the fund is for scholarships for parents to send their children to private schools mm-hmm. in Georgia.
Yeah, I may do that this year with Miles.
I was just glad to know that there was some option for those that didn't have children. I thought we were about to start a baby boom here.
Oh, we need to.
Is it really? Wouldn't be worth that. I mean, there's a lot of diapers and things you got to worry about that you can't write off, right?
Well, all of them, I think all the ones I'm talking about today do have something to do with children, because it's either, you know, something to do with driver education or, you know, looking forward to their college savings, or in this case, it's about private school and contributing to this organization. But education is an important thing, and so mentioning these tax credits is, you know, is a good thing, because if you're out there and you want a tax credit and you're philanthropic, then you may decide that you want to contribute to this SSO and get the tax credit. You just need to, you know, get in touch with your tax professional because there is a pre-qualification.
All right.
And how can someone reach you, Tammy?
Oh, they can reach me at 770-429-9166.
Great. Well, thanks for the information. We'll see you next time, and we really appreciate the good information.
All right. Thanks, Teddy. See you guys later.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, it's been a slice of heaven. If you need to contact us throughout the week, you can reach us at 770-429-9166, or you can email us at drjean@hensler.com. Take care.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.